Welcome again to Daily Inspiration Today. This is Brother Jeff, continuing some thoughts out of Matthew 7, the two foundations. Let's remember what Jesus said in this epic passage of foundations and house building. He said simply, if you hear and do, you are likened unto a wise man, that's verse 24, which built his house upon a rock. It's so simple, isn't it? Jesus said, hear and do. Now we're going to back up a few scriptures in the chapter here, and we're going to go to verse 21, 7:21, and we're going to look at this in light of the conclusion of the two foundations. You're either building on rock, which is steadfast, immovable, or you're building on sand, which is very scary, temporary, and dangerous. And there is a prescriptive ruin coming to that house. It is a prescription time of very short life. It's going to die. It's going to crumble. It's going to be destroyed. And we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to see everything in our life be ruined and lost, and our soul at last be found in peril on Judgment Day, our name not written in the book. Let's go back to 7:21 of Matthew. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Verse 24, continuing on, next verse says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So let's remember, you have to hear what Jesus said, and you have to do what Jesus said. Now these men said, Lord, they said, Lord, Lord, but Jesus said they have to do his will. So to do his will is to do what he said. My will is what I demand, what I say, what I write down, what I establish. The will of God is to forgive your brother. I don't care how good you can preach. I don't care how good you can teach. I don't care how good you can quote scripture. If you don't forgive and love your neighbor, you're not going to heaven. The Bible says you can't, if you don't love your neighbor, you don't love God. So these men did some religious works, obviously. They cast out devils. They possibly gave money. They did wonderful works. They might have been missionaries. They might have had a soup kitchen. Something was wrong, though. These men had a profession, but they didn't have a possession. These men said, and obviously did not, with a right heart. So this should be a warning that you can be right in the fray of religious work, and be lost. So let's get into the deep teachings of Jesus and search our hearts and know that we know that we're doing what he said to do. We're hearers and doers. We're not just hearers and doing religion. Outer things, things to maybe the eye service of man, things to our own profit, things to our own delight. Let's make sure we're pleasing the Lord. I think he'll make it known to us if we've got a desperate heart to know his will and we ask, seek, and knock, we'll find. May God be with you. Have a great day.